Blog Talk Radio.
Never mind the stars in the sky. Never mind the when and the why. Got a feeling higher than high. This is the real thing.
Welcome everybody to another edition of the Love Unlimited Radio Network. How is everybody? I missed everybody last week, and we are going to have another fantastic show. And before I begin any further, I'd like to introduce my multi-talented co-host and author, Miss LaShawn. How you doing, LaShawn?
I'm great. How are you?
You know what? I woke up today. And it's, I mean, it's another blessed day. That
did.
Means he ain't done. That means he's not done with me yet. And all my faculties
That's
and everything was working. That means he's not done with me yet. So you know what? This is a fabulous day because I'm able to see it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. It was a wonderful day.
Good. You know, I wanted to give props to both you and our executive producer, Kevin, for holding down the show last week in my absence. You guys did an awesome, awesome job, as I knew you would have. But I want to thank you so much for that. And it's good to be back. It's good to be back. I missed everybody last week. And we are going to have a very, very good show this evening. We're going to continue actually speaking in regards to LaShawn's new book, which is called I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. And before I go any further, I do need to remind all of our callers is to dial into the show, the live show. It's area code 347-843-4559. And later on, we would like for you to be able to, if you have any comments or any announcements that you like to, like if you just wanted to say hello, we want you to be able to click one and asterisk or star. To most people, just number one in star to be placed in the queue, and we will only mention the last four digits of your number. So you have to really definitely be paying attention. And like I said, the number again is 347-843-4559. And we want you to inform everyone to follow us on Twitter at LoveUNLRadio and post your comments or any questions that you may have. And Ms. LaShawn, what would you like to say to our audience tonight?
You know, I'm glad you're all here. And first of all, let me say I'm delighted to have you back as well. Kevin and I, we enjoyed ourselves last week, but I must admit I missed my co-host, so I'm glad that you are back with us this week. And I'm just glad that all of our listeners, that you are just here with us, and I really want you to call in this week. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, make sure you check out the book at iamnotanoption.com. You know, get your copy of it. It's really a great book. As the weeks go on, I get more and more excited about all the lives that are going to be blessed as a result of reading this book. And I want you all to be a part of that. I want your feedback. And there's some other information there on my website. I want all of you to take full advantage of that. So with that being said, welcome and thank you for being here.
And go ahead and mention the website so everybody can follow the information.
Yes, it's iamnotanoption.com. So just spell it all out, iamnotanoption.com. And that's where you can get your copy, whether it's a paperback copy or an electronic copy. And, of course, you can just go to Amazon and type in the title, I Am Not an Option, and you can get it that way as well. But I'd love for you to visit my website, sign up for my weekly heart letter, and participate in the contest that we're having. And all of the information about the contest is on my website. So make sure you stop by and visit and like, of course, our Twitter page, which is Love Unlimited Radio. Make sure you guys give us likes. I know how important that is in this day and age. So make sure that you go ahead and like us, and we will like you back.
That is so true. And thank you for reiterating that, LaShawn. And I definitely have to tell everyone to thank you for supporting the show. And even though we're a brand new show, but we're definitely going to, we got some really good things to look forward to during this holiday season. And again, heading into the new year, it's going to be awesome. We're going to have some new things that we're going to be introducing in the coming year as well. We're going to do some showcases. We're going to have some other authors that's going to come on. But the key thing is, as my co-host LaShawn said, that it is a great read. I am telling you this. I'm not just saying this. I am telling you, I love to read, and this is a great read. And what's interesting about this book is it really captures of the dynamics that are involved in relationships. It does give the view of it gives a very inside view of LaShawn's experiences, her personal experiences. But what's so interesting is the way she words everything. She allows you to come in and to experience, because a lot of the things that she's going through are things that generally everyone goes through. Doesn't matter what your race is, your religion, what your background, where you're from, part of the world, everybody's experiencing the same type of emotions and the same feelings that are involved in personal relationships. And speaking of that, we are actually going to be speaking about a new article that our executive producer has informed us about, 10 ways to be a great date, which is very interesting. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to start off and with this this article, and we are going to basically kind of match it up and see based on what LaShawn's experiences. And LaShawn, I want everyone else to know too, not just you're just an author, but what do you do? That you are definitely a professional. You are like a counselor as well. So I think that's important for everyone to know that. And if you haven't gone to the website, you have to go to the website and see exactly what her background is, because she is certified. She's very professional. And she can definitely help you. I mean, her book is helpful by itself. I have learned a lot about myself in addition just by reading the book. And I know that you will enjoy a great read. And so I want everyone to download the book, purchase the book. The holiday season is just around the corner, and you need to purchase it now, because as you know, with the Postal Service, you don't have to worry about with Kindle, but if you wanted to order the book, you know, with the Postal Service now, they are running wicked. They're trying to keep the package in. Matter of fact, I saw a news newscast just yesterday. They mentioned that the average postal service, the actual hub, are averaging over between 250 to 300,000 pieces a day.
Wow. I mean,
you know, that was just yesterday. And I was like, you know something? I got to give a lot of props to our postal, because when I was looking there, they had a, they're showing a film inside the hub and or the center, you know, the central station, and they were showing the conveyor belts, and they were showing the all the trailers, and I mean, there was just so much mail, and everything from something very small to these large packages. And I'm sitting here looking at, I said, how in the world do you keep up with 250,000 to 300,000 pieces on a daily basis? So you need to order your books now. And it is a gift, and I'm telling you right now, you enjoy the read. And so make sure that you buy at least two. Buy a minimum of two books so you can have one for yourself and one as a Christmas gift to the, for this this happy holiday season. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this article about 10 ways to be a great date. Matter of fact, LaShawn, go ahead.
Hold on 2 seconds. I want to back up. I just want to clarify really quickly. He mentioned that I was a counselor. I'm not a counselor. I'm a life coach. So I just want to make sure we have that clarification. Okay, because they are different. No, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. A lot of people think that I am, but I'm actually a life coach, and there's a difference. We're not going to go into all of that on today's show. If you're interested, you can contact me through my website, which is my name, LaShawnMcQuarrie.com. We can discuss the differences and all of that and see if I'm a fit for you, if that's something that you are looking for. But we are going to go over an article that our wonderful producer, Kevin, actually brought to my attention today. And I'm not really sure. It looks like this was a blog or something like that, some type of a blog article or whatever. And it is titled 10 Ways to Be a Great Date. And I happened to just look through some of the tips, and I was just like, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and maybe talk about some of these other tips, because I'm all about perspective and looking at life from various perspectives and seeing which perspective best fits us, because that's my whole coaching style. There's no one right answer for everyone. It's just figuring out what the right answer for you is, because the right answer for AJ could be completely different than the right answer for LaShawn, as for you and all of our other listeners and every other male and female on the planet. So we want to always keep that in mind. The first thing that I would say about this is it was interesting because they listed 10 ways to be a great date. And it was funny because when I first read that, I wasn't really, didn't really care a whole lot for the title. However, that's because it doesn't suit LaShawn. And my take on that is, instead of always focusing on being a great date, why not just be the best you? I'm a firm believer in when you're just putting forth your best effort and just really being yourself, everything else begins to fall into play. Now, I realize that a lot of people have yet to really get comfortable with who they are and totally embrace that, which is why I cover that so much in the book, because us knowing who we are, what we like, what we stand for, what we will accept, what we won't accept, those things are so vitally important. So I want you to think about it from that perspective as well, that when you're going out with someone, that you're not just trying to be a great date, but that you are comfortable and just being a great person in your skin. Does that make sense, AJ?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. I think it is very vague, and I absolutely agree with you as well. It's a lot more than just being a great day, because a great day can be interpreted in so many different ways to different people. And with that being said, I want to mention something that was mentioned in your book, and actually in Chapter 5. And
okay.
I want to bring this up because it is very important, and I like the way you phrase it, because this is something I think that we're all we can all say at one time that we are have been accountable of a habit that we, a lot of us, both men and women, do. And what it was, that it was a synopsis of a relationship you had with Drake, and when you separated. And one of the things I loved is what you said, that you've learned about yourself, that you were basically, you realized that you had a habit of letting new relationships come into basically into your world before ending your past relationships. And I'm only bringing that up because that is something that, that's one of those major points that I think a lot of us suffer from, a lot of us. And I think that is a major problem in love relationships, because we have the tendency of not closing the door of these old relationships. And then we, what we do, and I think, you know where I think it starts from? It starts from, it's like a safety cord. I think that what we do for security purposes is that we're not really sure exactly what a new one is going to lead us to, and or our comfort zone. And so we kind of hold on to that old relationship, you know, just in case, you know, in the back of your mind, you have that just in case, you know, things don't go right. And I just think that was a good point that you brought up. And I don't want to go into it any deeper than that, but I think that was, that is something that a lot of us, including myself, is definitely guilty of. So we are definitely going to get into this. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and it's interesting that you say that, because one of the ways listed in this article was to date as many people as possible. And from a dating perspective, that's actually not a bad thing. But when this was occurring in my life, I was actually in a serious committed relationship, and we were having some challenges. And instead of just deciding that this relationship wasn't working and severing my ties immediately, I held on to the relationship. And the other thing that I did was I noticed that other men begin to become appealing to me. Now, I always notice when there's another attractive man around. Okay, other people are attractive. We all know that. But the difference is when that attractive person, when they just go from being attractive to you actually having an attraction, because now everything begins to shift. You're flirting with that person. You're taking things to another level, and you're kind of trying out the water. So when you're in a relationship, that is something that I would definitely say you don't want to do, because then that's how you end up with two and three other people. And so now you're in the middle of this love triangle, or possibly a square, and you have all these other people that are there in the midst simply because you weren't really sure what to do with the other people. And you know, and like I said, you had this one relationship, you really wanted to work, you kind of know it's not going anywhere, but you're not ready to let it go. And, you know, from my own personal experiences and from many of the people, you know, that I've coached and just people that I know in general, this always leads to some type of chaos. Okay, somebody ends up getting hurt. Many times multiple people end up getting hurt. So always do your best to really look at the situation and say, okay, if I'm done with this situation, then I need to be done with this situation before I move on. Don't, you know, allow somebody else to come into the mix. And if you find where you're just, oh, I just really want to go in that direction, okay, that's fine. But then go ahead and break it off. The other thing with that is whenever we start a relationship too soon, kind of like what you were saying, AJ, well, I'm going to keep you around kind of like an insurance policy just in case I get into an accident and this one doesn't work out. I could always go back to the other one. And even with that, you know, it doesn't give you the time to really heal and move on and really get some clarity about why things didn't work out in the previous relationship, because you're too busy jumping from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And I can tell you that having that time in between people to just really relax and detox spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and sexually, it builds you so much as an individual first, before you go into your next relationship. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, and I know it's a challenging thing to do, but we really are at our best, and we go into the next relationship from a much better perspective if we are willing to wait and just let things unfold. Let us cleanse ourselves first, get ourselves back in order, and then get into the next relationship. So there we go. That's my perspective on relationships and other people.
And that is why LaShawn is such an awesome love coach. That's exactly a pure example right there. You get it for free too, folks. Listen to that. And I call dating due diligence. And that's exactly what it is. And I think it's really, really important to examine, you know, what you're doing. And she is so correct. You know, if you want to go ahead, I noticed that, you know, for me, as I've gotten older, I really don't have the desire to date multiple multiple partners. That's not something I really have a desire for. I did that, you know, there's a time period back in my 30s, you know, and or maybe early 40s, but after a while, it gets very old. And I really like to put my time.
Did it get old? Did it get old or you got old?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
I get it. I'm just messing with you.
No, I like that. I like that. But a little bit of both though. But you know what? I'm like that fine wine though. I just get better as I get older. And but yes, it gets old. It really does get old because you know, people out here still playing a lot of games. And what I realize is that, you know, when you start playing games with a lot of, as LaShawn says, a lot of people are going to get hurt. And unfortunately, everybody does not get over pain or get over hurt very easily. You know, some people can be very resentful, and it's just not a good thing. It's not a nice thing at all. And you know something, especially this time of the year, you know, we're in a holiday season, and I noticed that, you know, there is a cycle that people in the holiday season are either trying to hook up with somebody for the New Year's, or there's people who are lonely out here and they feel bad because a lot of people are doing things, you know, with their mates, you know, during the holiday season. And my thing is, I just wanted to tell you, do what's right for you. Don't force yourself to be in a relationship just because it's the holidays. You have to sit up here and you know yourself, find out exactly what works for you, because it's all about the quality, not the quantity, but it's about the quality of the relationship. And if you take the time to get to know you, you have a much better opportunity of developing a great quality relationship that will last. And you know what? Before we get too deep, you know, I think we just have enough time before we go into our break. We have maybe, let's get into maybe the first one that they mentioned about the 10 ways to be a great date, which is do something that you enjoy with or without your dream date. How important do you think that is, LaShawn?
Oh, my goodness. I am 100% all behind that. Enjoying yourself with or without your date. Oh, my goodness. People don't recognize how important it is to be able to enjoy your life. One of the things that I mentioned in the book is that when you are looking for a mate to bring you joy and happiness and love into your life, you are giving entirely too much power and control to another individual. Give yourself love. Give yourself peace. Give yourself happiness. You should be able to go out by yourself and have a good time. Now, is it the same as when you're on a date? No. But learn how to appreciate your own space. You know, AJ mentioned earlier, he called me a love coach or relationship coach. Actually, what I am is an individual coach. I help individuals be their best selves, which leads to us having long, loving, lasting relationships. And step number one, always, you know, enjoy your life. You guys will hear me say that over and over again. If you listen to the first several shows that I've done since we've been doing this show together, it has always been about having fun, enjoying your life, having fun, enjoying your life. That is how you attract wonderful, beautiful people into your life. And if you can keep having fun with that individual, then you're going to have a happy life, and hopefully that leads to marriage if that's what the two of you desire. But, yes, you must be able to do things that you enjoy.
Awesome. Well, you know what? It's time for our first break, and, Kevin, we're going to go into our first break, and we're going to come back very soon. When we come back, we're going to continue with the 10 ways to be a great date, and we'll see you in a few.
Welcome to the Love Unlimited radio show. This new show will offer listeners a unique perspective that will come from both married and single individuals who are trying desperately to find and maintain that true love that everyone so much desires. Dating shows are nothing new, but they're nearly always entertaining. Some of the most weird and awkward moments in dating are often not seen or mentioned. The question is, how many people in America ever find true love? I would guess not a high percentage, but that sure doesn't mean we don't keep trying at any age.
The Love Unlimited radio show, hosted by AJ and LaShawn, will give you the real scoop in a positive perspective. We will discuss those topics that most tend to keep to themselves or just too embarrassed to talk about. Everything from online dating, marriages, divorces, along with conversations from LaShawn's new book, I'm Not an Option. This show is provocative and informative, giving our listeners an interactive voice they can use to help find that true love.
Tune in each week as we will discuss topics and conduct interviews on love and relationships in the new millennium. You can hear us directly on your smartphone each week by dialing 347-843-4559. Once again, that's 347-843-4559. Or follow us on Twitter at LoveUNL Radio. Thanks for listening.
Okay, everybody. We're just coming back from our first break. Actually, we were going to go ahead and play a song that actually Kevin has actually selected for us. So, Kevin, let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and play your song that you've selected, and we will come back right after the song and get right back into this article. Okay, Kevin, if you need a few more minutes, I would like to mention everybody again one more time to dial into the live show at 347-843-4559, and we want you to be able to make any comments, and you need to press 1 and star to be placed in the queue. Once you are placed in the queue, we will mention the last 4 digits of your phone number. That's the only way we're going to be able to identify you. And then once you come on, we will ask you for your, you know, first name only, and But we definitely want you to be interactive with the show, and we look forward to any comments that you may have based on anything, what you were talking about currently. You may want to mention something about the book. You may have some questions. Whatever, we just want to say hello. We would love to hear from you. So we look forward to all of your comments and your interactions, because that's what this is all about, Love Unlimited. And we are always looking for that great, great relationship, which carries us, which is momentum, which is life's momentum. That's what I love about love, because it is such a great momentum to have when you're searching and you're actually involved in a beautiful relationship that creates great harmony. So, Kevin, do we have that song ready to go? Okay, LaShawn, I think we may be having some technical difficulties.
It sounds like we are, so that means we'll just keep it moving.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we'll keep it moving. So we'll keep it moving. So let's go ahead and I'm going to continue with the what you were just commenting about doing something that you enjoy. And you are so right. That is such a very, that's just an important part of life, period. Whether you're involved with somebody or not, you have to find something that you enjoy. And, I've mentioned in previous shows that we are all born. God has given us, every single one of us, a special gift. And, one of our biggest jobs in life is being able to find out what that gift is and being able to unwrap it. And once you unwrap that gift, that allows you to find out who you really are and what your place is, because we all have positions in life and we all have certain talents, and that gift allows us to be happy. Because when you're able to find out what that gift is and you can nurture it, that is where that happiness really comes in, because now you have become in tuned. You come in tune with yourself, and you're able to be able to come in tune with the harmonies of life, because life is a series of harmonies. And it's great to be able to find exactly something that you enjoy doing. And there's so many, like I said, about reading. Reading is something I love to do. I don't need to have anybody around. And it's something that, it can change my mood. No matter what type of day that I may be having, I can pick a book based on how I feel. And rather something that is just a reference or something that I want to learn something new. And it's just the idea of being able to put something new in my brain, in my mind. That is something that I enjoy. It's like exercising. It's like mental exercising, being able to pick up a book and being able to read something. So it is really, really important. Kevin is still working on that. So let's go ahead and finish up what you were saying about doing something with or without your date. Now, I know, LaShawn, you love to color. You like coloring books. And let me ask you something. This is something you were probably doing since you was a little girl. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. At what age did you realize that was going to be a major part of you? Because I think as children, it's something that we all start off in, even in like nursery school and kindergarten. But what age was it for you when you realized it was something that was really enjoyable to you?
That is a great question. And I really don't remember, because there was, a long period of time when I didn't color. And it was somewhere along the lines in my 20s, and there was some type of, what was going on in my life at the time? It was interesting. It was after my breakup with Drake, and there was also at the same time a little bit of a financial upheaval that occurred in my life simultaneously. And I remember sitting around bored, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I wasn't really ready to date yet or anything like that. And I was just kind of like, oh, man, this can't be this challenging. And a friend of mine said, well, what do you like to do? I know you've been, with Drake for all these years, and you guys pretty much did everything together. Well, what does LaShawn like to do? And I sat back at that moment, and I thought about it, and everybody keep in mind, at this time, I wasn't a coach. I didn't even really know what my purpose was in life at that time. So I had to sit down, and I, did some self-reflection, and then that's when I remembered, well, heck, I like to color, and that's about as cheap of a hobby and activity as you can get. So I literally got up, went to the store, I bought some coloring books, I grabbed some crayons, and I went to the park, and I began to color, and I've been doing it ever since. So, you know, that was just how that came back around for me.
Just one last question I want to ask you in regards to that, so and then we'll go further. Let me ask you something. As you have gotten older and have developed more acquired more experiences in life, have you noticed a difference in your coloring? Have you seen any advancement as far as certain things that you may color more than you have done things in your younger years? Or have you noticed your colors have become more vibrant? What changes have you seen yourself in regards to coloring? Because coloring is an art form, and it is a major part of you. You know, that left brain, right brain type thing.
Right.
But as you go through your experiences, because I go through the same thing in music, and I look music and coloring. To me, it's in the same realm. So I wanted to find out. What did you find out as you started advancing as far as your coloring? What did you find out that you enjoyed more as you've gotten older?
You know what? That is actually a really great question. And I had to think about it like, well, has anything changed? And I realized that yes. And it wasn't necessarily the colors or the way that I color, with the exception of I do things different just for the sake of doing them. For example, sometimes the grass is blue and the sky is green, or maybe I want it to be red, or maybe I want them to be brown. And so I have the tendency of doing things different just because the color is there. So sometimes I'll just place my hand on the box, and whichever color I pick up, that's the color I make it. Everything doesn't have to be color-coded. Sometimes the colors make absolutely no sense whatsoever. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just me teaching myself over and over again that this is my coloring book, and it's my world, and it can look any way that I want it to. So I don't have to make sure that I use the perfect shades of pink or blue or green, and it doesn't have to be color coordinated. It's just me releasing color on paper the way that I choose to. And it's interesting because I remember the first time I did it, it felt so weird because my mind kept saying, really? Is that blue grass? Really? What's wrong with your sky? And it was funny because it's such a simple thing, but when you compare that to life and relationships, if it's that hard to change a coloring habit, how much more difficult is it for us to change a relationship habit? Because this is what you grew up in a household with. This is what you saw your mother and your father do, and you relate that to all of your life. And so that was just one little way of me beginning to break that habit in my head. And I remember the very first time my fiance actually saw some of the pages in my coloring book, and he was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "That is my business. Get out of my book. Get out of my box." You know, and he just laughed and he looked at me and shook his head and walked away like he always does. But it was a great thing because, again, you know, enjoying your own life, choosing your own happiness, what makes you feel good, and standing up in that, not apologizing, not hiding, and not making any excuses for it. It is what it is, and that's the way I presented it. So that was a really great question, really great question.
I like that because it's very. Oh, I'm getting an echo.
Uh-oh.
And yes.
No.
I'm here.
No. Okay.
No, I'm actually, what I'm doing, I'm switching over. I'm actually dialing instead of going through the computer. I actually have to dial in through the phone to try to fix the technical issue.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so give me just a moment.
And if anyone would like to call in for any comments or questions, it may take us a moment to get to you, but make sure that you dial in at 347-843-4559. Again, it's 347-843-4559, and press the number 1 and the star key once you get there so that we will know you are in the queue and you have something that you want to share with us. You have been listening to AJ, and I am LaShawn McQuarrie, author of I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. If you have not gotten your copy, please make sure that you do so today. Buy one for yourself and give them away as stocking stuffers. They are such a great gift. This is the gift that we'll keep on giving. So for all the women that you know, or maybe even some of the men you know, because I've gotten great feedback from not only AJ, but from other men as well, saying how much they enjoy the book and that this book is not just for women, but it is for people in relationships. So if you are in a relationship, maybe this book is something that will help you out as well. You can get your copy at IamNotAnOption.com. Just spell it all out. IamNotAnOption.com. You can also go to my website, which is LashawnMcQuarrie.com. That's L-A-S as in Sam, H-A-W, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, CCRARY.com. That's LashawnMcQuarrie.com. That's where you can learn more about me. And if you're looking for a life coach, maybe there's something that I can do to help you. So all of my consultations are free. Make sure that you go ahead and connect with me if that is something that you are interested in. And while you're on my website, make sure that you follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, where else am I, LinkedIn, Instagram, something like that. Whichever icons you find on my website, I will be the first person to admit I am not the best when it comes to this whole social media thing, but I'm getting it. I'm getting there. But as a life coach and as an author, I'm on top of that game. I really am. So if you need those services, again, I am here for you, and we are delighted to have you here with us tonight on Love Unlimited Radio. While I am waiting for the guys to work out all the technical issues, I'm going to go ahead and continue on with some of the information that was in this article, and I'm looking for the name of the author of this article, and I'm believing what I'm seeing is Lynn Harris is the name of the person that wrote this article, which is called 10 Ways to Be a Great Date. I'm not sure where they got it from, but I'm sure if you Google it, you will actually be able to find it. One of the other tips that was mentioned in here, the next one, was to engage your body as well as your mind. And I agree with that, that whenever you do anything, you know, we talk so much about being present and being in the moment and giving our best when it comes to the way that we function and we live our lives. And I believe that when it comes to dating, that you should engage all of your being. Now, I'm not talking about sex or anything like that, but what I'm talking about is us being fully 100% engaged in everything we do. And that's important so that people get to learn who you are, what you're about, where you come from, what your perspective is, and really get a deeper understanding of who you are as a person. So if you say that you're a fun person and you go out on a date, they should be able to see a pretty fun person. They should be able to see you having a really great time. So make sure that you're doing that. Make sure that you're having a great time. One of the things that's mentioned here in the article as well is to do something like maybe going bowling and I think shooting pool was something else that was mentioned in here. And they advise against you actually going bungee jumping or something that will put you on the spot. Now, my perspective is actually the very opposite. I say go for it, but that's me. You have to know what you're comfortable with. You have to know what works for you, and you have to go for it. Whatever works for you, that's what you do, because it's always most important that you are being yourself at every given moment in your relationship, which it wouldn't be a relationship at the time, but as you're moving forward through the dating phases, making sure that you're enjoying yourself and you're being yourself. So, yeah, don't just go someplace and sit down and have a conversation, but make sure that you are being physically engaging and active as you're on your date. So I believe that they have the problems worked out. Is that correct, AJ? Are we going to commercial break now? Are we still there? Wow, we have had a tremendous amount of technical issues this evening, and I'm not really sure what is going on at the time. So I'm waiting for them. Am I on the line? Can you guys tell me that? Am I online? Can everybody hear me? and I'm waiting for either AJ or Kevin to respond and let me know if I'm online or not online. I'm not sure what's going on right now in the world of technical difficulties. Sometimes we run into these problems. Yes, they can hear me. Great, great, great. That means that the rest of you can hear me. And I hope, I'm not even sure because I've asked them quite a few questions going forward. And so I wanted to, okay, they hear me. Thank you so much for that. I'm glad that everyone hears me. And if you guys can just let me know if we are ready to go to a commercial break or if I should just keep going, because you know I can do that as well. So as I was just saying, making sure that you're engaging your body and your mind into your dating and into everything that you are doing in your life. And I believe that AJ is back with me. AJ, are you there? Maybe not. Maybe not. So we're saying engage with everything that we do, even when times of difficulty, like we're having right now with the show. The next tip that they had was to go with the flow, to continuously go with the flow. And, you know, I must say that I agree with this. I know that there are some people that they are 100% schedule people. If they're doing dinner at 6 and a movie at 7:30 and everything else, they have to stick strictly to that schedule. And it becomes very difficult for some people because they have to have that schedule. I want all of you to consider just letting go and going with the flow. Now, I know for you schedule people, that can be such a challenge, but just try it at least once. Just try to come up with a tentative plan. So if you end up at this restaurant that you planned on going to, fine. If you get there and you find out that the line to wait in is going to be 45 minutes to an hour and both of you are starving, why continue to starve when you can drive down the street and maybe go to a restaurant that doesn't have a wait? You know, it's just simple little things like that that make life easier and much easier to enjoy. And AJ, I believe I heard your voice.
Are you able to hear me?
I hear you now. What was your comment that you were making?
He's back. Yeah, I've been listening to you the whole time. I've been trying to wait him to patch me in.
Oh, good.
I don't know if we're able to, and thank you. You're doing an awesome job. I don't know if we can able to go to the commercial break, so we're going to go into the next question. Comment that I was making was about about doing something physical together, like you're saying, you know, shooting pool or going bowling. And the comment that I made, but you weren't able to hear me, or the audience wasn't able to hear me, was I said, do one of LaShawn's favorites, attend a football game. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, very good. Yes. Yes, if you love football, go to a football game. Okay, that's great, AJ. Give us some other ideas. What else can a couple do? Where can they go that will be exciting, that would cause, you know, conversation? And I think that's one of the things that I, even though I love movies, one of the things that I don't care for is that you really kind of have to sit in silence. So you're spending time together, but you're not really learning a whole lot about the person unless they fall asleep and start snoring in the movie, or maybe they eat up all the popcorn or something like that. But outside
totally
of those things, most people are, you know, on their best behavior, you know, the first couple of dates. So you may not see that. But, you know, going to a place like maybe a Dave and Buster's or some place where you can just go and kick back and have fun, I think that's a great idea.
You are absolutely correct. You know what? You're definitely a lady of my heart because I totally believe in that. And one of the things that I noticed is that, you know, customary, most people feel like they have to go to, you know, somewhere where they're serving alcohol. And that is not necessarily true. I have had some of the best dates actually just going to a park.
Oh, wow. That's, you know what, and that's nice. Now, me, I'm a nature girl. I love to be outside. So for me, going to a park, that is a great idea. And if it's a windy day and you bring me a kite, oh, man, it is so on.
Well, I've actually had picnics.
For that one.
Yeah, I've actually had picnics for my very first date. Yeah, and matter of fact, it turned out to be awesome because not only you get to know each other, but you get to share nature, and you have that, you know, there's that time between the two of you, and you get to learn a lot being able to walk with somebody, walking with them, seeing how they interact with nature, you know, itself, seeing how they feel, seeing how they look in natural light.
Wait a minute, hold on. You want natural light and no alcohol? Man.
But I do bring the bottle of wine. I don't drink myself, but I will bring a bottle of wine.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay, so it's optional if she wants to indulge or not. Very nice. Awesome. Well, you know, and that's a great thing, and it's very important. And then the next point that I was talking about was going with the flow. For you as a man, how important is it if you're on a date for her to just be able to relax and go with the flow of the date? Or do you like somebody that's, nope, it's 6 o'clock, we're supposed to be in the car by 6:02, we need to start walking that way now? What's your take on that?
Obviously, you know what, I am a go-with-the-flow type person. If you really think about it, this is a pure example of going with the flow. We're having all these technical issues, and you know something? We can't stick to the format, so you know what we do? We improvise, and we go with the flow. We just take the, you know, we take the energy, and we flex the energy, and we keep it moving, keep engaging. And that's the whole thing to me. Dating is the same aspect. When you first meet somebody, engage with the person. And I find that it's really best to listen. You'd be surprised how much you can learn somebody by not saying a lot. Listen to them. You know?
Yes,
because
I agree.
One of the things I love about talking to people is the fact that I listen to a lot of the things that they don't say. So I don't know how you feel about that, but that's something that's really, really important. And I can learn a lot about the things that people don't say. I can learn a lot about them.
You know what? You're absolutely right, and that's nothing more than reading their body language, which is very, very important. You know, if you reach out to touch the person's hand, do they want to hold your hand? Do they not want to hold your hand? Do they like a lot more personal space than you like? You know, all of those things are very, very important. So, yeah, you want to make sure, like you said, to pay just as much attention to the nonverbal cues as the verbal cues.
And like you said, find out, and the question that you're going to ask, one of the things I learned not to ask too, I don't get very deeply into people's past when I first meet them. A lot of times I don't even want to know about your past or about your relationships until you feel comfortable that you feel like you have to bring it up. But a lot of times that's something I really care not to get into. How do you feel about that?
I agree. It's way too soon to dive into that. And sometimes I think depending on what the situation is, you may not ever need to bring that up. And I will say that if you are going to bring up something from your past, for you to be very, very careful, because it's going to tell the person that you're now interested in a lot about you. I will never forget years ago, there was one guy, and him and his girlfriend had just recently broken up. And I remember him talking about her, and he wasn't necessarily – we were just in a group. So it wasn't that he was trying to, I don't think, talk to anybody, even though I think somebody was trying to set him up with a girlfriend of mine, if I'm remembering this correctly. Anyway, this guy went on and on about his ex-girlfriend and how horribly she treated him and how she was a bad person, and he's calling her all kinds of names, and we're just like, dude, let it go. And I mean, he went on and on, no matter what topic was brought up and no matter how hard we tried to change the subject, he was not going for it. So again, for all of you, when you talk about bringing up your past, if you are still doing spending a lot of time talking about your ex and what they did and, you know, how they made you feel and all of that, you have not healed. So it is not time for you to even be dating because you can't stop talking about them. And the last thing that a new person wants to hear is all that stuff about the old person. So just keep that in mind. And I believe now we are actually going to a break.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, we will see you in a few, and we will come back and continue talking about the questions, and hopefully we'll see you in a few minutes.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
About this, I guess question number four was date as many men as possible. I'm sorry, they were not question, but they were actually giving suggestions as date as many men as possible. We're going to go ahead and
convert
that over.
That was one of the ones that we covered earlier.
That's right. We sure did.
I actually tied it in to a question that you had for me earlier.
You're absolutely correct. So number five is ask the question he'll love to answer. That is interesting.
You know,
I think
it is interesting. Go ahead.
No, I think that's very interesting because I think that's where you start probing a question he would like to ask. Now, I think you have to be very careful with that because usually when it comes to men, you know, men are much more I take that back. I'm not going to say it much more, but we are very – yes, I will say that. Men are much more sexually oriented. When it comes down to dating, I find that men in general.
I missed that part, AJ. Men are much more what oriented?
sexual. I think when it comes down to dating, that our mind is basically on sex. As we're getting to know the person, we're still, our mind is on sex. And I'm just being, you know, just keeping it real.
And I appreciate that, because women need to know that. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm keeping it real, and this is what I mean by keeping it real. Just because we can still be a gentleman, and we can still be very professional and be a gentleman and still have fun getting to know you. But I'm going to tell you, ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, we're checking you out. We're checking about how you walk. We're checking out we're checking out your body type. We're checking you out. And don't think that we're not having visions and thinking about, you know, wondering what she's going to be like. So I don't so when it comes down to ask a question that he'll love to answer, I basically don't like to get into that category that quickly, especially not on the first day. I think it's kind of tasteless. But I just want to let you ladies know, yes, we are thinking about that as we're talking to you. We're looking at everything from the shape of your lips, your nose, your hands. We're looking at your legs. We're looking at everything that you're doing. Even when you have to get up and have to go to the restroom, we're watching the way you walk. You know, we look at everything. We look at how you apply. We're looking at your hair. We're looking at your nails. I mean, we are very detailed, and we look at everything, because when we see that, it tells us a lot about how you feel about you. It tells us a lot is the way you dress. That tells us a lot. Here's a good example. It's a very quick one. I invited a young lady to a picnic for our first date at a really, really nice park. It's kind of a very private park, but it's really, really nice. It has a nice boardwalk. It has a huge, like a 25-foot tower where you can oversee a lot of things. And one of the things that I noticed, and she knew she was coming to a picnic, but she wore heels. So I thought that was very interesting. And it's just because she was wanting to make an impression. And believe it or not, I would have had more of an impression if she would have dressed, you know, appropriately for a park. I would have, because it would have made me realize that she's engaging into the concept or engaging into the idea of it. But she decided she wanted to go ahead and wear what she would have worn out to maybe a club or a restaurant or something like that. And then she found later on how uncomfortable it was once we got out there.
Right, absolutely. And again, this is why it is so important to be yourself, because when you are being yourself, you're not trying to overly impress anyone. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I think you'll find this to be quite funny, is that I sometimes will intentionally, and this was before, not now, because I'm no longer dating, but previously, I would have fun with just seeing how relaxed I could be. And what I mean by that is I intentionally pulled away from all the glitz and the glam and the heels to simply see how far my personality could take me. I've always been a firm believer in so confident in my personality and how much fun I am, and just I buy into myself so much as a person that I'm always like, I can show up in dirty jeans and a t-shirt and you gonna love me. and just that whole thing. And honestly, no, and I've never taken it just that far, but I'm just saying that to say that when you are a really good person, now you don't want to show up, I mean, take a shower first, please, you know, wash your face, make sure you brush your teeth and all that other kind of stuff. We're not going for the bad hygiene route, but when you are that comfortable in your skin, make him forget what you have on. And although, you know, we're listening to what AJ says, ladies, because we need to listen to men and what they say, and he's right. They're looking at everything, the way we walk, talk, or the whole presentation. And what's best is when you can actually get him to stop thinking about those things and really buy into you. My gosh, I'm having a great time. If you can get a man to walk away from you and say, wow, I had a really great time, and oh my goodness, she had a great body too, and she has a great mind, And she's, oh my goodness, now you've done something. Because as a woman, I know that you know you're not the only great body and pretty smile in town. You're not. So you're also not the only nicely dressed person in town. You're not the only person with a nice walk. So when you put all of those things together, do your best to look great and, more importantly, on feeling great and sending out this really great energy and vibe so that he buys into you as a person, because that is most attractive. And even if that's not what they're looking for or looking at in the moment, because men don't go there, at, you know, initially, as a woman, you can possibly get him there if he's ready and if he's willing when you show him who you are as a person and not just what you look like on the outside. AJ, did I hit any points? Am I sort of right with that? What do you think?
You are absolutely correct. You are 200% correct. You are definitely on point. And one thing that you did mention that I didn't say and that is important as well, yes, we are very attracted to your mind as well. Your mind can be very appealing to us. It can be also be very sexual
yes.
to us, you know,
mm-hmm.
because when you can engage into an intelligent conversation, you have good vocabulary between the two of you, that can really open up a lot of doors to really nice conversations, because we both are overwhelmed with all the other stuff with work, you know, and, you know, all the other personal issues that everyone has to be involved with. And the thing is, when you can have a very delightful presentation and you can have fun, that's the key. When you can have fun with that person, that goes
yes.
a long ways. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies, we are not necessarily, especially men, if they have any class to themselves, we're not necessarily looking to get you into bed, you know, the next day or, you know, the next week. Let me tell you something. It appeals to us when we have a woman that we know that is challenging us. She know that
yeah.
she's got it going on. She know that
mm-hmm.
she looks good. And there's a certain level of confidence that she has to have. That is very appealing to men. When we know that she's confident and we know that she know that she has it going on. Now, there's a difference of knowing it and flaunting it. So you can know it
yes.
and still do your thing. Yeah. And at the same time, but if you think you're one of these kind of people that you think you got it going on and you think that you are, you know, You think you're the best thing that ever happened to us. Well, see, there's a fine line, because the bottom line of it is, how much can you enjoy yourself with that person? That's the key.
Yes.
How much
Absolutely.
Can you enjoy yourself with that person? Not necessarily enjoy that person. How much can you enjoy yourself? Because if you can enjoy yourself with that person, you're looking forward to seeing that person again. And
exactly.
if that person
and
feels the same way, mm-hmm, go ahead.
Right. And you know, and I wanted to jump in there, because while you're talking about confidence and you know, and being happy within yourself, where the power lies, and I talk about this in the book about finding your own power, where your power lies is when you don't have to say anything about your character, but he sees it and he feels it. If you have to say, I'm a confident person, you kind of shoot that down. If you have to say, well, I'm this and I'm that, and you have to, you know, hype yourself up and throw out your accolades, then you're missing the point. Now, if he asks you, sure, you can say, you know, I have a double PhD and 3 MBAs. Okay, fine. Throw it out there and let it go. But that's only if he asks you, okay? So from there on, again, it's about you, and it's about how you can make him feel and if he's having a great time with you so that he wants to see you again. You know, there's never been a time in my life where I've wondered if a guy was going to call me back. I know they're going to call me back, and I'm not saying that to be braggadocious. Now, unless it was somebody that just totally got on my nerves and I was like, oh, my God, he's going to call me. Please don't call. Please.
And that does happen.
So, that's admittedly, you know, that's happened as well. But you should know, because of who you are, that, yeah, he's going to call me back. Why would he not call me back? I've never ever sat by my phone like, ooh, I wonder if he's going to call. He's going to call. Yeah, he's going to call. Mm-hmm. Now, how things move on from there, we don't know yet. But it's called dating confidently, and that's something that is very, very important. And so going back to this article and this number five talking about things that he'll like to answer, you know, that's kind of vague to me because it's hard to know. If you don't know the person, how do you know what type of questions he's going to like to answer? And that's why, again, I think, you know, going to some type of an event where both of you find it fun and exciting, it will give you something to talk about. And, you know, ask a few light questions here or there, but stay away from all the heavy stuff and, you know, anything that, you know, may lead to just a lot of past heavy conversations. Leave all that out. Don't ask him about him, and most certainly do not start to share yours. Keep it light and fun. You're just on a date. You're just learning. You're kind of interviewing each other. Without the interview, don't ask him 20 questions, but that's all you're doing at that point in time.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said. Definitely well said. And, you know, at the end of the day, what we're looking for, and speaking from as far as a man, we're looking for that best friend is what we're looking for. Men who go out looking for that lover, they have the tendency of it's not going to last very long. They're not going to find, because, see, there's a difference between dating somebody or having somebody with or without substance. And everything
yes.
that LaShawn was just talking about, that is considered substance. That is what LaShawn was speaking about, because we're not attracted. Don't get me wrong. Ladies, don't get me wrong. Yes, we are attracted to your prettiness, your natural prettiness. Yes, we're very attracted to that. We wouldn't be with you if we weren't. But at the same time, to keep us engaged into you, it's going to be your personality. Because I know the difference between dating, you know, I have been very, very blessed of dating some very beautiful, very attractive women. And also remember, too, of dating not as attractive women, but their personality was very attractive. And I had the tendency of staying with the person who had more of a personality that was more attractive than their, you know, than the physicalness. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm going out finding an ugly person that has a great personality. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying
That's
is...
what he's saying.
Yeah, there's a balance. You know, you can't come out there with your
there
head rag
balance.
On. Yeah, there's a really, really good balance. And that balance, a person that is, going back to your confidence level again, if you're comfortable with being who you are, be you. Because at the end of the day, that's all you can be anyways. Because by the time you shed all the other stuff, you're going to end up being you anyways. And that's what the person's going to see. And I honestly believe in that kind of that 90-day rule myself, you know. A lot of times that I know Steve Harvey has talked about, and a lot of other authors that speak in relationship books talk about this 90-day rule. And on the most part, that is very difficult for men. 90 days
yes.
is a very difficult time. And I'm just being honest, being very truthful, being very honest. So, fellas, come on, just keep it real. You know it's very difficult for you to sit up here and not want to be intimate with that woman that you find exciting, and you have to wait 90 days. That is a very difficult task. And normally what happens is, either if you really want that person to be that number one person in your life, you'll take the time. But for me, what I have found is I usually kind of switch it. I usually have it where I will give her as much time as she needs, but normally she doesn't want to wait the 90 days. I usually kind of flip the script. But
is that a
something?
Ninja mind trick that you're playing there?
You
well,
know what it is, Sean? I'm just being me, and it's just me to the point where I believe in having fun, and she just wants to be, you know what? I like him. At the end of the day, she says, I like him. I want to be with him. I want to spend time with him. But I'm going to tell you this, too. I'm not that quick to get. You know, to get in bed, I'm not that quick. I will, trust me, I have turned down quite a few women in my day, and I don't have a problem with that. Because to me, intimacy is really, really important. It is really important. And when you get to that point, to that level, you really need to know your balance, and you need to have some endurance. And what I mean by having this endurance is you make sure that you continue to date her. Make sure you continue to compliment her. Continue opening the doors. Continue to compliment her. Continue the same thing that you did before you got became intimate. You make sure you continue doing that. It doesn't mean that you cut it off and say, well, I don't have to anymore. See, that's one of the things I see that a lot of people make mistakes, and especially men. They make a lot of mistakes and realize, well, I have her now. You know, so I don't need I don't need to bother anymore. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a cowardly way of, you know, you're not engaging into the relationship anymore, because basically all you have shown her is, you know what, I wined and dined you to the point, now I got you, and now I don't feel like I don't have to do that anymore. Well, you know what, you just cheated on yourself, because at the end of the day, you have probably damaged a very good person that would have been very beneficial to you in your life. So I'm just going to say, men, be respectful. Make sure that every time that you are with her, you compliment her. Let her know how much that you enjoy being with her. It doesn't have to be verbal. It could be just holding her hand. And just make sure that you're always going to be polite no matter what you do. Always open the door for her. Pull out her chair. And always make sure, a key thing, I ask guys a lot of times, and you'd be surprised, a lot of the gentlemen who are younger, or, you know, the generations behind me, you'd be surprised when I'm walking on the sidewalk, and I ask a gentleman, I said, what side of the sidewalk are you supposed to be on when you're walking down the street with a woman? And do you know they don't know? It's like, well, whatever side I'm on.
Right.
No, I mean, whatever side you want, you make sure that you're on the outside and she stays on the inside of you. And the same thing, you know, going to a restaurant, you're going to a public place, you make sure that you are facing whatever your exit door is, you make sure that you are facing so you can make sure you are protecting her. Because those things are important, and don't think women don't notice those things.
Right. Well,
so I would say...
A lot of the guys don't know certain things like that, and a lot of the women don't either. So there's just, you know, a lot that needs to be taught. But you know what? I fully embrace the opportunity to teach as we're going forward, because that's one of my favorite things. The other is learning, so that I have something to teach others. And, you know, a lot of the things, while you touched on so many things, but I do want to tell people again, if you haven't gotten your copy of the book, make sure that you do. The title is I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. You can get your copy at IamNotAnOption.com. Spell it all out, IamNotAnOption.com. Make sure you follow me on social media. Make sure you follow Love Unlimited Radio on Twitter, and that's where you can find it, at Love Unlimited Radio on Twitter. And, you know, reach out to us. And if anybody has any questions or comments before we close out tonight's show, we have about 10 minutes left in the show, a little bit more, but make sure that you press the number 1 and the star key, and you can dial in to 347-843-4559. Again, it's 347-843-4559 if you have any questions or comments about today's show. Before, there's just a few other tips, and but I really want to go back to something that you said, AJ, and I would like your input on this. There's a friend of mine. He was actually one of the contributors to the book, and I remember him saying to me years ago, when we talked about the whole, you know, men waiting for a woman, giving her time to make the decision about whether or not that they would be intimate. And the comment that he made was, and he said, and I know this is going to shock you, and he said, and I know you're probably not going to like what I'm about to say, but I'm going to share it with you because I think you need this information. And I said, okay, what's that? He said, know that a man can be waiting on one woman and sleeping with another. And I said, excuse me? And he said that sometimes when men are out and they're casually dating, and then they find this one woman that they really like, and so they're willing to kind of hold off and not have sex with her, but as they're waiting for her to come around to just kind of ease the friction they're having with themselves, that they may engage in intercourse with the other women, and that it means absolutely nothing. Your thoughts, your opinion.
Wow. Wow. I will say this. That is something that is common with
okay.
men.
Thank
that
you.
Is
Thank
common.
You for the honesty.
But let me tell the other part though. The part where it means absolutely nothing. That's a gray area. That's
okay,
a gray area.
Because what would you
that's
would
a gray
you
area.
Say? It's a, would you say it's a gray area depending on who they're sleeping with?
Yes, because I have found
okay, so if
that
if it's an ex-wife or an ex-girlfriend or baby mama, then it becomes gray. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So
it's a gray area.
If it's someone he used to have feelings with, it's a gray area. But what if it's a woman that's completely new? Let's say he met them at right around the same time. They've only gone out on a couple of dates, and it's just one of those things where, kind of like you said, where you've had women that, you know, you were willing to wait 90 days, but they were just like, eh, it's been 3 weeks, I'm good, let's do this, okay? And let's
mm-hmm.
say that, you know, and you're fine with that, and she's fine with that, but you don't see her as relationship material. You can see the physical, you can see some hanging out, but you don't see anything long-term with that particular woman. That's when it's not gray and it's just, yep, that happened.
Yes. Let me go back to the original question.
Okay.
When men are basically are intimate with another woman, why he's seeing the one that he thinks that he wants to be permanent with,
mm-hmm.
that number one, basically that becomes a very shady area as well, because eventually the woman that he's very interested in, she's going to ask the question. It's going to come out. She's going to ask. And
okay.
you need to be honest, because this is my whole thing. I got in trouble with a previous host, co-host, because my whole thing is, as far as women is concerned, this is the thing that I tell them. Don't ask AJ a question if you don't want to know the answer.
I knew that was coming up. That's the man's motto, girls. Did you hear that,
yep.
ladies? Don't ask questions you don't really want the answers to. Okay, continue.
Exactly. So if you really don't want to know the answer, don't ask the question.
Well,
but I'm going to tell you.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
And
mm-hmm.
hold on 2 seconds. I'm going to say something about that real quick. And if you do ask the question, have it in your head what your response is going to be in advance. For example, if he says, yes, there's another woman, I've been sleeping with her, well, what are you going to do with that information? Because if you're just going to pout and whine but not leave him, don't even ask. What do you need the information for? You're not going to do anything but torture him and torture yourself. If you're going to leave the situation because of that, then ask and leave the situation. But whatever you do, be very, very careful, because like he said, if you ask him for honesty and he gives it to you, you need to be able to decide what you're going to do with that information, and it shouldn't be used to torture yourself or to torture him. Okay, go ahead, AJ.
Great point, LaShawn. That's why I'm saying you and I have such a great balance. That is a very, very good point, that they need to know how they're going to process it. But back to the original question, honestly, I think it's better to, if you're waiting for that one and you're engaging and you are spending time with each other, it's not like you're just seeing another once a month or something like that, but if you are spending time with that person, it's okay. I think you should stop seeing that other person, stop sleeping around, you know, stop sleeping with that other person. Because at the end of the day, what's going to happen, you're going to end up hurting the other lady, and you're going to end up hurting yourself, and you possibly may be damaging the future of that relationship. See, to me,
yes.
To me, I'd rather put the energy into the person that I'm going after. It's no different than me going after a new job, you know, a new career or something. I take the same approach. If I want something bad enough, I'm going to do what I have to do to get it. And if I want you bad enough as a woman, I would rather stop sleeping with that other person. I mean, there's always videos and stuff like that. There's other things that you can do. But I'd rather not, because even if she's okay with it, even if she says, well, you know what, you can do what you want to do, to me, at the end of the day, I don't think you should be going around spreading yourself out like that and sharing yourself, because what's happening is you can damage yourself to the point where you don't even know how to become mentally, spiritually intimate with that one person just because of the fact that
right.
you're used to bouncing around from one bed to another. That can get you to the point where you become an habitual dater, is what you are. And
yep.
that does not classify you as that ultimate person to be engaged with that, you know, with that one person. So it goes both ways. And just I just choose not to. I'm just telling you, that's just my opinion as a man. I choose not to. If I put that time into that woman, it's going to be all her.
Awesome. Well, that is very, very wonderful to hear, AJ. And it's actually kind of refreshing because I've heard so much of the opposite. So it's really good to hear, because I'm sure it's not just you, that there are many out there like you that once they find, say, hey, I really want to give this a shot, that they just let everything else go. And I think that's a great idea and a great way to do it, because if that relationship has potential, why possibly ruin it because of somebody else that you already know that you don't want to be with? So if you pretty much made that decision about the other women or men, because this goes both ways, go ahead and let the other ones go and, you know, take care of yourself, do what you got to do, but, you know, make sure that you protect that relationship or possible relationship at all costs. And that article was actually by a woman by the name of Sarah Eckel, and there was somebody else, the CARES person that I mentioned earlier, I believe is an author of a book. And so Sarah Eckel took some of the information from her books and created this article, 10 Ways to be a Great Date. So that was wonderful, and I enjoyed sharing my perspective and learning more about AJ and getting some of his perspective from this as well. So that was great.
Well, thank you. You know, and I think that I think it was very good information for a lot of people. And like I said, this is just our opinions, and it's just, you know, this is, you know, because all we can do is offer our opinions through our own experiences, and that's all life really is sharing different experiences is what we're doing. And so, but at this time, we do need to do our shout-outs, and I want to start with you, LaShawn. You'd like to give a shout-out to anyone?
Yes, I would love to give a shout-out to my fiancé, hello, sweetheart, to all of our listeners, to AJ and Kevin here at Love Unlimited Radio, and to all of the people who have been wonderful enough to purchase copies of I Am Not an Option. I am grateful for you. I wrote it for you. Get more copies, use them as stocking stuffers, and bless the lives of other people, because that's the journey, that's the mission, to bless as many lives. As a matter of fact, my goal was to bless the lives of everyone on the planet. So if you're alive, in some way, some shape, or form, I want to impact your life, and this book is one of the ways that we're going to get that started. So thank you very much to all of you.
And you know something? She is so right, and she is blessing a lot of people. She's blessing more people than she actually know of, and I'm going to tell you, it's just going to go further in 2018. We're looking to do some great things, and we're going to be expanding our radio show, and my shout-out is going to be my friend Tanya and Tinker and his wife Alpha, and special love to my mother. My mother is going through she has an illness, and she's going through some changes right now. But the bottom line is we're going to make sure that we continue to love her and make sure that she is very comfortable. So, Mom, I love you, and I'm always going to be there, with you. So I'm just going to let you know. And I want everybody to remember, as I end the show, called The Dash. And for those who are new to the show, thank you for joining us. And I want you to understand what The Dash represents. When you die, there will be two dates on your tombstone, the date that you are born and the date of your death. Now, those two dates are separated by a short dash in the middle. That dash represents your life. It shows that life is really, really short. So until next week, I want everyone listening to live your life one day at a time as if it's your last to remember, because we can only control that one day, and we don't even have control of that entire day. So don't spend so much time worrying about tomorrow and worrying about next week. Try to maximize your time for that day. Cherish yesterday, live today, and dream tomorrow. I am your host, AJ, and from my multi-talented, beautiful co-host, LaShawn, we want to say, everyone, thank you so much. Enjoy this holiday season. Give someone a big, big hug. God will smile on you. And I just want to tell you, from both me and LaShawn, we love you all, and we want you to have peace in your life. At the end of the day, that's what this is all about, peace throughout the entire world. Good night, everybody.
Good night.